the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Finally this morning, to the news that LinkedIn is getting a firm thumbs up from the market because profits at its Irish base grew to almost $430 million this year, an increase of 68%. And it's a site that you increasingly either love or loathe. There aren't any irritating dance trends or scenes of people brawling, but it can be a bit full of cringy corporate types keen on self-promotion. So let's take a moment to collaborate, connect with and endorse some of its valuable insights and achievements with 2FM's Afric O'Connell, who joins me now in studio. Afric, LinkedIn, corporate networking site, was always seen as the serious, more sober counterpart of Facebook or X or Instagram.
Yes.
But has it gotten a bit cringy?
It's gotten very cringy, Adrian. It really has. Particularly, I think, in the last couple of years, maybe since COVID, because when people are kind of forced online a bit more, working from home, I think they started to put more of their work online, let's say. So I have a LinkedIn account that I've forgot the password for about 15 years ago, and the thoughts of doing your CV was bad enough, but now you have to emote all the time, it seems, on LinkedIn.
And it's a kind of a funny thing, isn't it? Because it's all about user engagement now. Has
yes.
it strayed into maybe oversharing?
They're big into it had been very boring and they were interested in getting more engagement from users. But I think it has that hustle culture thing, particularly the American kind of entrepreneurial hustle culture, has turned it a little bit in the oversharing direction. It's because people are talking about themselves and their jobs and showing off a little bit about their promotions or about their amazing results and their synergies and all that kind of thing. It comes off as a little bit narcissistic.
And everything is a management exercise, isn't
everything.
It? I mean, you've got fake storytellers telling all sorts
Absolutely.
Of tales.
Absolutely. You can go to... All you need is anything that happened to you that day. You can turn it around on yourself and get great... give great leadership lessons as to how you handled that
situation.
I'm looking
at some of the examples
yes.
here. Quote, a man in a wheelchair asked me for a yes. job today. I gave him my CEO position. Now I work for him.
That's something that you'll see a good bit, different versions of that post. And also there's the engagement baiting as well, where you'll draw people into a conversation in order to get the algorithm to look on your post kind of more favourably.
And what about the self-proclaimed thought leaders?
Oh, yes. Well, there's one... that you'll see this a lot. The things like, here are 37 things I learned about leadership by watching ants. And that content is kind of, you know, it's a bit generic and it's recycled from Medium articles from about 2016.
But I mean, ants are fascinating.
Fascinating. But if it gets to the engagement, who cares? You
who
know?
Cares? Yeah. And my own favourite example is the story of Ethan Evans, the retired vice president at Amazon, published a post with the headline, a CEO that I worked for seduced my wife in direct retaliation for my pushback on him at work before sharing the management lessons he learned from it.
Adrian, you will see this all the time. There is nothing people can turn into a leadership lesson. Whether it's a cancer diagnosis or your wife cheated on you or somebody very close to you had a terrible accident, you will find a way, as someone did, a comedian did, to have a think about how that would benefit your business-to-business sales.
Could be the tooth fairy.
Could be the tooth fairy. The tooth fairy was one of my favourites. They said, someone posted on LinkedIn and said, ask their seven-year-old daughter what they learned from their first tooth fairy experience. Daughter apparently said, never accept their first offer.
2FM's Afric O'Connell, thanks very much for joining us on that. That's all we have for today. Thank you for listening. Today's show was produced by Aideen McLaughlin and Emma Laffin. Our broadcast coordinator was Owen Lubers and Mark McGrath was on sound. We'll leave you now with the LinkedIn song by Rick Lozano. Until next week, have a wonderful Easter. Bye-bye.
Hey there, Rick. I'd love to connect. No, you don't know me. We've never met, but based on your profile, you seem to be someone who should be connecting with me.